Queridos hermanos y hermanas, dear friends, I don't know very much about the finer points of cooking, but I do enjoy, now that I'm retired especially, I do enjoy putting together something for friends. For friends who are honest enough to say, you know, that's really good. Or honest enough to say, now there's something missing. I don't know what it is, but there's something missing from this. You need to try the recipe again. Did you mess it up somewhere along the line? For friends who are that kind of, I enjoy that. And I've learned a little bit about what they call reductions. In other words, letting some kind of liquid just cook away. White wine maybe with a little Dijon mustard and some spices that just simmers and gradually the alcohol is gone and the flavor is just an essence of flavor. I've learned a little bit about that, not Sandy D'Amato, but you know, something that's decent. Well, the reason I'm talking about this is not because I want to make you hungry for breakfast or that I want to make us somehow prepared for Christmas dinner with family and friends, whatever the tradition might be in your own family. I'm talking about it because I want you to seriously think about the gospel, and in particular about John the Baptist. Initially, he didn't fit into any pattern. I mean, he was like Elijah in the sense that he wore the clothes of Elijah, and he was like Elijah out in the desert somewhere, trying to bring his faith down to crystal clarity so that it was real clear what he was about. And in the desert, you can do that. It's light and it's dark, it's hot and it's cold, and there are not a lot of distractions. And then he also was like the voice of Joshua calling people back to the Jordan River, where they first entered into the promised land, a people pulled together by God's grace, recognizing that the land was a gift and they were to be in it and to use it, not just for themselves, but for the larger people. He didn't fit any pattern. And so he was asked, as we heard a moment ago in John's Gospel, portion of John's Gospel, well, who are you anyway? He was focused by the questions that came at him to say who he was and who he wasn't. And as we heard a moment ago, he said, okay, I'm just a voice in the desert. That's what I am, a voice, a clear voice of invitation to make ready for God as God comes into our world yet again in another way. Part of spiritual maturity, I think, is that we gradually become more and more aware of who we are, of what we're good at, what we're not so good at. People might say, I'm a teacher. I'm a teacher. When I come into the classroom, someone might say, I come alive in a new way, and I know something about my material, and I'm eager and passionate about introducing someone into that material. I'm a teacher. Someone else might say, I'm a coach. I know the potential of other people. I'm a coach, and I know somehow how to develop that so that it crystallizes and comes alive in their lives as well. Or someone might say, I'm a salesperson, but I'm a good salesperson. I don't sell people what they don't need, but I know them well enough to help them discover what they do need, not what they want, but what they need. And I'm good at that. I'm a salesperson. Or I'm a nurse. I stand beside beds, and I take pulses. And not just the heartbeat of a person, but I take a pulse of the person who's at this moment in need for healing and illness and need for healing. I read the circumstances. I'm a nurse. I'm a good nurse. I know what I'm doing. And that somehow crystallizes and reduces their whole personality to a certain laser beam focus that enables them to make a contribution to the larger world. Some people say, I'm a mother. I used to do this and that and this, but now I'm a mother. And it's where my energy goes, and I'm getting good at it. That kind of reduction. I'm a problem solver. There are people who are problem solvers, scientific problem solvers. The fellow who walked around the laboratory for a long time trying to figure out why the chocolate in his pocket melted every time he came to that corner of the lab. Why did that happen? Turned out he discovered the principles that give us the microwave. But it started with chocolate melting in his pocket. And he was a problem solver, and he needed to figure that out. People, as we just heard, and it's in the morning paper, David Koch just concentrated on the galaxies out there and discovered this planet, Kepler-22b. His whole life is ordered to discovering something out there. And everything else didn't matter so much. But out there, what was it? John the Baptist said, I'm a voice in the desert. That's who I am. Sometimes people say, you're a bishop. What do you do? Well, I'm not sure. But I say, I think maybe I'm the string that holds the beads together, the parishes, the communities, and somehow to bring them into some kind of visible unity, communion. Christ is what links us, but institutionally, I'm a string that holds the beads together. And try to do that. Try to do it well. There's an article in the paper again this morning, Lisa Calderon Stewart, just passed away. Her whole life was focused on young people, on developing young people, doing a marvelous job at it. And after 2 years of fighting cancer seriously, she was called home Friday. But one of the great lights in terms of youth ministry, not just locally, but, you know, so it's this issue of taking a long, serious look at ourselves and seeing who we are and what it is that we're reduced to when we stand before God and each other. It's the process by which a whole community takes a look at itself in the mirror and talks about Catholic identity, that specific contribution that we as Catholics out of our tradition can make to the world. Because we're good at it, because we know something about it. So this is Advent. It's a time when we take a close, careful, loving look at ourselves, at our likes, our dislikes, our strengths, and our weaknesses with an eye to mission, to transforming the world. This is not Lent. Lent is when we take a long, careful, loving, honest look at ourselves in terms of our sinfulness so that we are enabled to make a contribution. But Advent doesn't focus on sinfulness. It focuses on the mission, on what it is that we can do to and assist the transformation of the world in some way. Calls us to look at the needs of the world around us, those on the edge of the crowd. And first reading, Spirit is upon me, for the needy, for the brokenhearted, saying, well, how can we restore confidence? How can we mend the things that need mending? How can we free people from whatever holds them captive, whether it's ignorance or fear or sin? How can we free people? This is Advent. We spend time trying to figure out what we could give as gifts to other people. And we all know the difference, whether we're buying gifts or whether we're receiving gifts, the difference between something that someone buys quickly because we're out of time and you maybe spend more money than you should, but you just buy it because you need to give a gift. And on the other hand, that thoughtfulness that looks for the right gift for this person that will bring joy and make a difference. It's a time to give gifts. It's a time to focus on other people, on their needs. It's a time to focus on the Salvation Army bells that are ringing everywhere. It's about other people. It's about how we can crystallize and focus ourselves to make a difference for other people. It's about the kids in the world. It's about generosity in every single way. This archdiocese, southeastern Wisconsin, Milwaukee, has a great reputation for generosity. I mean, our contributions to the mission collections each year make us stand out nationally, because who we are is somehow, maybe because of our ethnic background and all those different groups that came, we have a sense of contribution to the larger world, the needs of others. Every parish has a sister parish somewhere, here at the cathedral, it's St. Lucia in the Caribbean. And it's not just sending money, it's making a connection so that we're part of the Advent outreach to the larger world as they are in outreach to us. And the Archdiocesan sister parish in the Dominican Republic, established 30 years ago, beginning of the Renew program, that we need to be in collaboration, in relationship with some other part of the world. That's what it means to be Catholic. That's what it means to be Christian. So, Dominican Republic, Sagrada Familia, marvelous community. I visited it 3 times. In fact, I was there at 9/11. When all of a sudden terrible things were happening. And so my own experience, as a matter of fact, of 9/11 is different than most people because I saw it through their eyes. I saw it with the recognition that they had 1 million people from the Dominican Republic working in New York. And so it was different and powerful and worrisome. Well, we have this parish. 30,000 people in the parish, 22 villages, towns. Homes are of tin and wood with palm branch roofs, so when the storms come, it's really devastating. And we've seen pictures in California, too, terrible things. But when it comes every year, it's really tough. 30% of school-age kids aren't in school. And if they get there, they don't have books anyway. I saw it. 30% of adults illiterate. No potable water, no electricity, no health care. So the parish has really built homes and latrines, built sewing centers, baking cooperatives, pharmacies to help people come alive in a new way. So this, you know, there's a collection about that, but the point is really that this is Advent. It's when we take a look at the larger world around us and ask, who are we as individuals, God calling us into existence for a special focus that gradually becomes clearer and clearer even to ourselves, and then to make that contribution to the larger world so that the world is different and better because we pass through. But it's also including knowing who we are. And recognizing that it was a gift to us and we ought to be generous about that same gift to others. And that's a grace. And that in itself is a gift. When we know what we're good at. And we're good at what we like to do. And we like to do what we're good at. And that's not just for us, it's for the larger world. And that is the gospel of the Lord.